In 1981, the children in Medjugorje began seeing visions of the Blessed Mother. Now, the church has done many investigations in Medjugorje and have not made a decision. However, anyone who has taken time and has spent any time praying in the little village knows of the beautiful holiness and peace that surrounds you. Joining me this morning is Father John Marshall. He is the pastor at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church. He recently returned from another pilgrimage to Medjugorje, and we are here today to invite all of you to the annual Peace Mass coming up on Sunday, June 23rd. Father John Marshall, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, I'm honored to be here. Thank you.
So, Father, it's been just about a year ago, maybe a little more, that you made your first trip to Medjugorje. What inspired you to go?
You know, I think that more so just, I felt this invitation to go. I would say I first heard about Medjugorje when I was in high school. So this like 93, 94. And I grew up in Eastern Oregon, and we would, in the Diocese of Baker, we would actually come together, all these parishes to come together and form a youth group, and we'd have monthly meetings. And one of the classmates or fellow youth group members who was from Baker City had this experience of Medjugorje that was the first time I ever heard about, oh, there's Our Lady is appearing in this village somewhere in Yugoslavia. That was my first time ever hearing about her. And I've always thought, oh, one day I'd love to go there. And, you know, then time, of course, went on, and now I'm a priest. And, you know, I was actually invited to go several years ago. It's just, I wasn't in the right place. You know, I was, just didn't work out. And then, what is it, 2022, I believe, I get this email out of the blue from a man named Ken. And I'm like, huh, maybe I should go this time. And plus, I was kind of thinking, I want to go to somewhere to thank Our Lady in the occasion of my 10th year anniversary of ordination as a priest, because I really attribute Our Lady strengthening my vocation and also really healing my vocation as a priest. And so I thought, well, this must be a sign. And so I actually did not plan to go in the time frame that Ken wanted to go. I was like, well, you know, I've already kind of committed to this, so maybe we can go in 2024 or something like that. And just in the process of our conversation, all of a sudden we ended up going in March of 2023. I'm like, okay, I guess this is what Our Lady wants, is what's providence. And so I really, really, really had the desire just to go there to be close to Our Lady and just really show her my gratitude for really strengthening my vocation. And really, truly, you know, healing my vocation as a priest, and especially as I was entering into my next, you know, decade as an ordained priest.
Father John, you have been doing this trip now. You've gone three more times in this last year. I had the great privilege of going with one of the trips organized by Ken as well. I can't help, just from my own personal experience, deny the peace that you feel once you spend any amount of time in that village. And I don't understand it, and I always have, you know, maybe difficulty explaining what that's like, but you've been there now three times. Obviously, you've been affected by that. Do you, every time now that you attend, do you have that overwhelming sense of, this is peaceful, no matter what the church has saying or waiting to say about it? You can't help but recognize the beauty of Our Lady and the peace that comes with her presence there in Medjugorje.
It's like going home. I think I remember when, you know, when I was away in college, or even earlier in my adult life, you know, when I was out on my own, there was something about going home, you know, going to mom's house, or even even my special relationship with my grandmother. There was always something about going to a house where you know you're loved. And that's what I feel ever since my first visit. They're like, there's something different here. There's something, I can't put my finger on it, but there's something different here. And it was attractive. It was inspiring. The moment that I landed on the ground on my first visit last March, there was just pure, it was calm.
Yes.
And I would say it felt like as if time didn't matter there. It was, every time I've gone now, all three times I visited Medjugorje, I almost feel like, where did time go? You know, it was like, I just arrived and all of a sudden what, I'm leaving? And that how the days just, I mean, you don't even realize it's already, you know, 5 PM and it's amazing that sense of peace that you're not preoccupied, you know, with anything that all the distractions that often accompany our life today or in when we're just in our normal everyday run of the mill type of day. But when you're there, none of those distractions are happening. It's just peace. And you're surrounded by people who are also experiencing that. And let's call it just grace. It's grace that's just flooded in that valley. You know, they call Medjugorje, the word Medjugorje actually means like in between the mountains. Because that's literally what it is. It's in between two mountains in this valley. And it's flooded with peace.
Father, when we were there visiting with our group, people were always shocked to hear when I said every day that we were there, we prayed for 4 hours. We did Mass twice. We prayed the full rosary every day. We had holy hours or veneration of the cross while we were there. And you're right. It's like, it's no time at all while you're there. Now, as a priest, having visited the area, you also had the ability to sit and listen to confessions and offer reconciliation. For you doing that, hours and hours spent felt like nothing, you said.
Yeah, so this past trip in April, I would, not that I was, you know, counting, you know, how many hours I was sitting hearing confessions, but I would say it was over 20 hours. Of celebrating that sacrament of healing. And it's one of the most incredible things as a priest and privilege to be able to bring someone healing from whatever they've been oppressed with or whatever they've been struggling with or whatever sins and burdens they've been holding on to. And it's not, there are quite a few number of priests who are, you know, you go into those confessional areas, you know, one side is just purely Croatian, which is packed, by the way, if you ever go onto that side. But on the other side, where it's all the other languages, you know, from English and Spanish to German to Polish to Russian to Hungarian, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And there are, you know, dozens of priests and there's lines of people going to confession and they were all brought there to be healed, to find peace, to receive peace. And that's where miracles are happening. It's, you know, in all three visits where I've had the chance to hear confessions, and it's happening during the time of the rosary being prayed and during the evening prayer service. And you don't realize that time has gone by so quickly. I think with my second visit, I was outside and was on the corner of the church, and I came and they needed an English and Spanish speaking priest. And so I said, sure, I'll help out. And I was planning to, you know, concelebrate the Mass, but all of a sudden I didn't realize that 5 all of a sudden became 9 PM because it just, you're just flooded with grace and seeing how people's lives are being changed.
It is just beautiful. And inside those confessionals, it's just that veil between heaven and earth seemed to lift. And boy, it's just such a powerful and beautiful moment. Father John Marshall is joining us this morning, telling us about his recent trips to Medjugorje. Father, I have had such a wonderful time talking, but there's more we want to cover. There is an annual Peace Mass that is coming up in a few weeks, but I am coming up against my break. Can you stay with me through the break?
Happy to.
We're going to continue in the next half hour. Stay with us. And I'm back with Father John Marshall. Of course, we know him as the pastor at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Milwaukee. He's joining us today because he will be celebrating an annual Peace Mass coming up June 23rd at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church. Father John is with us today to tell us more about it. It's been a wonderful conversation, Father. Thank you so much for staying with us. So three trips now in the last year that you have managed to take on, you believe that it has, and I think many people would recognize, it has transformed your priesthood. In what ways do you feel your priesthood is different now than it was, say, in February of last year before you ever went on the trip?
I think in a word, I've stopped fighting. You know, I think when you're younger, often you're just kind of, you're looking forward to just being out on your own. You know, I'm going to tackle the world. I'm going to go save souls. And I think even as a priest, as a young priest, you know, you think you have that same like attitude, like, okay, I've been ordained and now I'm going to go and try to do all this. And you realize that you can't do this alone, you know, and I kind of fell in that trap and that pride, you know, of I can do this on my own, like, you know, and realizing that as a priest, you know, you can't do this alone. You need not only, of course, the people that you serve and your brother priests, but you also need your family in heaven, and especially, you know, not to ignore our Lord. Of course, you need our Lord because that's who you who are, you know, in persona Christi, and you know, but you need Our Lady. And that's something I forgot. You know, I was running too far away from Mother's house. And what I received, that confirmation of needing to have Our Lady, to have Our Mother at my side as a priest. And so realizing that the life of a priest is to bring Jesus to others. Well, who is the first to bring Jesus to us? Our Mother, mm-hmm. Our Lady. And so who else should you unite your priestly ministry with? Our Lady. And that's what she was reminding me when I first went to Medjugorje last March, was I'm here with you and I want to be with you. And ever since then, she's been at my side. You know, she's been the one I turn to, you know, when I'm in need. She's the one I bring to others. That's kind of been, you know, why I've gone to Medjugorje now these last two other visits, is because the desire to have others have that experience that Our Lady's with us. Her whole mission is to bring us to her son, Jesus. And seeing how much it's transformed my life as a priest, and wanting others to experience that themselves, from my brother priests and also to, you know, my parishioners, because I think we're all looking for peace. I was looking for peace, and that war that often is going on in our hearts, you know, the things that we battle against, the things that we struggle against, the uncertainties, the fears, the anxieties, all that just raging on in our heart. And Our Lady wants us to experience peace, that no matter what's going on, Jesus is the one that can heal that. And that's what she wants to do. And that's what I see in the people that they flock to Medjugorje, because they're all looking for something.
Yes. And it is our responsibility, those of us who have gone, is to experience that peace and healing and bring it back.
Yes.
And let others experience that too. That is some of what you'll be able to experience at the annual Peace Mass. And it is coming up Sunday, June 23rd. I mean, we are transformed. Right. And we know that with Our Lady, it never ends with her. She is constantly praying for us, yearning for us to go to her son. And it is just such a beautiful experience that so many receive in Medjugorje, that through Our Lady, will they become closer to our Lord. Father, through all of your experiences now, I'm sure that there will be many more in the future, and that people can go to Center for Peace West website and find out what other pilgrimages are coming up. But obviously, you've been changed, and you're spiritual director now of Mir Medjugorje English. What is that about now?
Well, when I was in Medjugorje in March of last year, you know, again, that was my first visit, and I had this awesome experience on the feast or the solemnity of the Annunciation of the Lord. I kind of woke up with this thing saying, say yes. You know, and that's the day, of course, Our Lady said yes, you know, to be the Mother of God, you know, to bring Jesus into the world. And so that was just something that was just throughout that beautiful day, as you said, you know, we pray throughout.
Yes.
When you're in Medjugorje, you're praying all day.
Yes.
And, you know, I was kind of one of the enthusiastic ones when I'm there. I like to get up early and take a walk up Apparition Hill and pray my rosary. And so you're praying really all day, which is, you just don't realize what you're doing. I mean, you really don't realize how fast time goes. So anyways, all throughout that day on the 25th of March of last year, I just felt this, like, I'm supposed to say yes to something and I have no idea what this is. And so later in the trip, we had an opportunity to go to Mostar, which is just the neighboring city just near Medjugorje, to visit the Church of St. Peter and Paul. It's a parish church where the Franciscans there minister to the people there. And I had the opportunity to meet one of the priests there, who's the guardian, but he's also the spiritual advisor, director in charge of Mir Medjugorje, which is the communication wing that comes out of the parish church of St. James there in Medjugorje. And he, after he had given a talk to the group, he kind of pulled Ken and I aside and says, I want to talk to these two guys. And he shared, after he pulled us aside, and he said, I feel like I'm being asked to invite you into this new endeavor that we are doing for the English-speaking world. And he didn't give us very many details. He says, you know, we're going to have a meeting in Miami in November. Please come and join us. But the funniest thing, the most striking thing he said was, I just need you guys to say yes, which was the same feeling I felt, you know, a couple of days before on the solemnity of the Annunciation. So anyways, kind of, we finished our trip and just incredible graces happened after I got back. And then of course, like, we're like, well, when is this meeting going to happen? You know, I don't know. He didn't give us many details. And then like later in the fall, we all of a sudden get this email from, you know, this gentleman that says, your name was given to us by Father Danko, and please join us for this meeting. So long story short, we go to this meeting, and that's when, after the meeting, Father Danko asked me if I would consider being the spiritual advisor to the Mir Medjugorje English Information Center for the English-speaking world. I'm like, well, that seems pretty big. You know, with the blessing of Archbishop, I have been assisting the formation and establishment of this new information center for the English-speaking world here in the United States. You know, just again, sharing the gospel, but also sharing just the fruit of Medjugorje, you know, the stories of people experiencing peace, as both of us have shared.
Yes.
That happens in their experience there.
Oh, absolutely. You can find that website, centermirmedjugorje.com, and read all about the things that they have to offer for sure. Well, a peace mass is coming up. The entire community is welcome to join you at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church coming up June 23rd. Tell our listeners about it.
Yeah. So, you know, the apparitions of Our Lady of Medjugorje began on June 24th. 1981, actually on the solemnity of St. John the Baptist, on the solemnity of his birth. But every year in Medjugorje, they have what they call a peace walk. And they begin maybe 10 miles outside of Medjugorje, and they walk all the way into Medjugorje in a response of praying for peace. And here in Portland, I can't remember exactly, but I think for the last 40 years, they've been having a peace mass sponsored by Center for Peace West, in union to align ourselves with other places that are praying for peace. For the last 2 years, we've been celebrating that mass as St. John the Baptist. And so being that normally this peace mass is celebrated on the 25th, but because, you know, we want to make sure it's that as many people can come, we try to do it on the closest Sunday. And so that Sunday, June 23rd, we're having that peace mass where we invite everybody to come to unite all the voices in one prayer to pray for peace in our world, but especially within our hearts.
Absolutely. So that event, again, the annual peace mass is Sunday, June 23rd. It is at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Milwaukee. They begin praying the rosary at 2:30, and then the mass is at 3:00. Well, Father, we've had such a wonderful opportunity to talk with you. Thank you so much for coming in. Before we close today, will you end us in a prayer and your blessing?
Be happy to. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. O Jesus, as we, this month dedicated to your most sacred heart, we turn to your most sacred heart, burning with fire for love of us. Set our hearts on fire. O Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make our hearts like unto thine. Jesus, we're so grateful for this day. We're so grateful for all that you have given us, the grace of the sacraments. You've given us your mother to us. And we just ask her to accompany us in prayer. O Mother, O Queen of Peace, our hearts long for peace. Peace in our families, peace in our communities, peace in our world, peace in our church, and yes, peace in our hearts. Pray for us, intercede with us, lead us with your Immaculate Heart to Jesus, to his most sacred heart. Pray for each and every one of us, our family, our friends, our benefactors. We pray, Lord, for your blessing upon this great outreach and ministry here at Mater Dei Radio. Pray for our parishes. Jesus, we're so grateful for your love for us. May the fire of your sacred heart set our hearts on fire for you. And Mary, smile upon us. Bring us to Jesus. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. And may the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit descend upon all of us listening, all our families and our friends, all those who we pray for, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Father John Marshall, thank you so very much.